Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? This is Lee from Lee and Keys Real Talk. Tonight, we have a very special episode bringing my two bros back. You know, we're going to do this fantasy football talk. We're going to give you some information on what you can do to go about winning your fantasy league. Just waiting on my brothers to jump on. We're gonna get this thing on and popping. So, let me see. Well, hopefully everybody's doing well, ready for the weekend. I know summer is over. The little bit of summer that we did have when, you know, the world opened up for a little bit, but it's time. So let me see where my bro's at. Yo, 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 what's up, man? What up, bro?
What up?
How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, bro. Just recouping from last night right now.
Hey, gotta say, man, it was a much better game than I expected it to be, but it could have been a blowout also.
Yeah, it could have been a blowout. I mean, you got four turnovers. I mean, and on the other side, kicker missing 7 points out there. I mean, we pretty much left them in the game. We couldn't play defense, or should I say our DBs. No, let me rephrase that. My man Dean couldn't play defense. He was getting ate up all night by Cooper.
Yeah, man. I know they didn't want to like roll the coverage. You know, cause you I know Todd Bowles normally doesn't like to roll the coverage, but last night would have been a good time to roll the coverage, especially when Gallup went out. I think when Gallup went out and you bring in Cedric Young or Cedric Parker, whatever my man name is, you just you roll the coverage over to Amari, and you hope that you can, well, shit. Y'all had two receivers over 100. They had two receivers over 100, and Gronk had 90. So, man, it was a crazy game. But hold on, bro here. What up, bro? What you doing?
Man, what's going on, family?
What up?
What up?
What's
well, let me
on,
properly
man?
Introduce. Let me properly introduce everybody. Once again, I'm Lee from Lee and Keys Real Talk. But tonight, we bring you the Three Bros Fantasy Show. We decided to bring it back again this year. We had so much fun with it last year, so we decided to bring it back this year. First off, got my brother down in Tampa, my big brother Carl. What's going on, man?
What's up, fellas, everybody?
Yeah. Carl did the fantasy preview show with me last week. And then we got my brother Jermaine out in North Carolina, man, Fayetteville. What's going on, bro?
Man, what's going on, fellas? Ready to start another beautiful and wonderful football season, fellas.
That's right. Well, let's jump into it, man. We're going to let's talk about the game from last night. I'm going to let Big Bro jump off since he's a Tampa Bay fan. Talk to me last night about the Buccaneers, man, as far as the fantasy aspect, bro.
Well, I mean, fantasy aspect, it went as advertised. You know, Brady did his thing. I only count one of those interceptions on him. The other one in the half, I don't care nothing about that. Stat-wise, most of the leagues don't count against you anyway. So he still had four TDs. And, you know, the only disappointment, honestly, is was Evans. He just didn't get the opportunity to make plays last night. So he heard a lot of fantasy teams because he didn't do anything. Somebody gonna take an L this week, and question if that offense can handle all the weapons they got. But I'm telling you, don't worry about that. Evans gonna get his, and everybody is gonna do their thing. No concerns about that. Running game-wise, running game-wise, it left a lot to be desired. I like the fact that they started my man Fournette. He ran hard. Rojo got in there, tippy-toeing, got the fumble. We ain't see him the rest of the game, and I don't blame him. He can't. He got to know, you know, you can't go out there and get that ball knocked out like that, running through the middle. And so I hope he learned his lesson last year when that happened to him. The very next week, we went up against the Panthers in Tampa, and he went crazy. So maybe this will help when we play the Falcons this coming weekend. Following weekend. So
I don't know, man. Rojo, he has very, very little room for error this year, bro. Because you think about it, Fournette, Giovanni Bernard, y'all still have Keyshawn Vaughn?
Yeah, he buried. Yeah.
And then y'all have another running back that y'all drafted, right?
Did we draft one?
Yeah, so I think Rojo got a short. I think he got a short leash this year, bro, with them fumbles, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think he got a short leash.
I agree, but you know, I'm not sure that we can afford for that in the future. So that may make him stick around a little bit.
Yeah, cause Rojo on a rookie deal, right? He's still on his rookie deal.
Yeah, this is last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why I thought, that's really why I thought that he was going to, you know, really do something this year.
Mm-hmm.
He just can't have them fumbles, man. I mean, that Godwin fumble was worse than the Rojo fumble, but, man. But, all right, little bro, I'm going to come at you, man. Talk to me about Dallas last night from fantasy aspect.
Man, I tell you. Yes, man. I tell you what, fantasy aspect, I don't think no one honestly could have expected Prescott to come out like he did, man. I was impressed. That's all I can say. 403 yards, 3 touchdowns. The thing we were talking about today with somebody else that's really versed in fantasy, I think everyone witnessed a changing of the guard. No longer does the offense in Dallas run through Zeke. It runs through Prescott. I don't think we're going to see Ezekiel Elliott of old guys with the 1,300, 1,400 yards. Amari Cooper, he had a lot of pressure on him being the self-proclaimed best in this receiving the NFL. Man, he put it up, man. He did, 13 catches, 139 yards, 25.9 fantasy points. He really backed it up, man. CeeDee Lamb played well. And I'm thinking it's just going to be just like Tampa Bay, Carl, where you don't know who's going to go off. It could be Gallup Monday. It could be Cooper. It could be CeeDee. Jarwin, the tight end, he was getting a little something. But I was really impressed with Dak and Cooper. But it's just like the Bucks. You don't know who's going to go off from week to week.
Well, I'm going to have to disagree. I think last night was just a bad game for Zeke because of the Bucks' run defense. Zeke likes to run between the tackles. You're not running between the tackles against Vita Vea and Ndamukong Suh. That's just not happening. And you got Bush and Levante screaming down. I think if they got to throw the ball 50 times a game, it's not going to be good for them. Tom Brady didn't even throw the ball 50 times last night.
I think that's a bad recipe, man.
And I think you put Dak into a lot of positions where he's going to get hit. Especially when in the second half, they was getting there. Tampa Bay started getting home a little bit on him in the second half. And when they play us, our defensive line is just as good as Tampa's. So I just don't see it, man. And then next week they play the Chargers. The Chargers got a good pass rush. I think they got to establish Zeke, man. You just can't give him 11 carries and expect him to do something with 11 carries. But I think their whole game plan last night was to throw the ball because of, I think the way they run game set up with in between the tackles, they wasn't going to be able to get much. So, you know, man, I was just happy to see Dak back out there doing his thing. Well, I definitely got a bone to pick with Tracy because Tracy said he didn't want no parts of Amari Cooper. And Amari balled out last night.
He balled out, bro.
And I got a bone to pick with Yahoo because Yahoo downgraded my grade because of AB call. And AB balled out.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said AB was a stretch pick because he was my second wide receiver. I was like, yo, man, AB is going to ball, bro, because he's going to go against the number three quarterback.
Yes, man. AB is going to have a matchup advantage every week. Every week, man, he's going to have every week. I think that was an awesome pick.
Yeah, man. Well, all right, man, let's get into it. Why do people call? Let's get into our sits and our starts. So I'm going to start with you, little bro. Give me a quarterback you sitting this week.
Man, this is going to be interesting. I would say, man, it sounds crazy, but with all the injuries and everything, it's going to be interesting to see. I got my eyes on two quarterbacks. Lamar, it's going to be interesting to see what their game plan is going to be without the main cog of their offense, which is the run. And I'm kind of concerned because they're not a passing team. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Ravens do with Lamar Jackson. I'm kind of concerned. They picked up Sammy Watkins, which I thought was a great pick. You know, they got Andrews. But without the run game, I'm concerned. Yeah, he will have to run more, but I'm thinking it's going to put him at more risk because now there's more that he has to carry on his shoulders to make that offense go, guys.
So are you sitting Lamar Jackson against the Raiders?
Brother, I wouldn't you would have to start him, but if I had a better – I would tell everybody, if you have a Kirk Cousins on your bench going up against Cincinnati, I would – you know what you're getting out of a Kirk Cousins. Or if you had a Ben Roethlisberger, I would just get a wait-and-see approach to that week one matchup because it's integral to get that first win. So I would have – if I had a better matchup, I'd have to start him.
But I'm just not overly impressed with the Raiders' defense. So I think only thing I'd be scared of with the Ravens right now is they have no wide receivers. Everybody hurt. Everybody missed parts of training camp. Bateman is out. Boykin is out. Sammy Watkins was already hurt. It's like, damn. So I'll be worried about that. But I don't know. I think I would still – I would look for a better matchup, but I think he has a good matchup against the Raiders, though. I just don't have no confidence in their defense. But, all right, Big Bro, who you sitting this week?
Man, I'm sitting Teddy Bridgewater against the Giants. One, I know he's new, still not trusting what the Broncos got going on offensively, especially in the run game, which Bridgewater needs. But also that the Giants gave up the fifth fewest fantasy points last year to the quarterback position. So new quarterback coming in, shaky offense. I think it's a recipe for disaster for his first game as a Bronco.
Man, I had Bridgewater too, but I'm gonna go to these two guys and they playing against each other. I'm going with Mac Jones and Tua. I think both their coaches are defensive-minded coaches. You know, Bill Belichick is going to have New England's defense, you know, doing what they do, confusing Tua. You know, last year they had a lot of guys on their defense opted out. But I think New England's defense is going to be top 10. I think they're going to have a solid pass rush. And they probably going to make Tua do a lot of thinking back there. And, you know, when quarterbacks get to thinking, they get to making mistakes. But I'm worried about Mac Jones, too, big bro, because I think we talked about this. Ain't going to be no vanilla schemes in the regular season. You ain't going to be going against third and fourth stringers. And Brian Flores has a good secondary and a good defense over there in Miami. So I think New England wants to run the ball. So we'll see what happens with Mac Jones, but I'm definitely not starting Tua against New England. If I had to, I would start Jones against Miami, but it would be begrudging. All right, big bro, give me a running back you sitting this week.
Who am I sitting at running back? I'm sitting Zach Moss against the Steelers. Steelers still boast one of the best run defenses in the NFL. And, you know, as per the usual these days, they got these committee backs, so you don't really know who to start. So why start any, especially against a good defense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Jermaine, who you got? Who you saying this week?
Man, I'm not sold on Chase Edmonds for the Cardinals going against the Titans. To me, I mean, he's a good, like, spot starter, but the thing that's kind of worrisome along with a lot of other running backs in the league this year is timeshare. So they got James Conner. We don't know how much playing time Conner is going to get. Even though they're on a solid offense, I mean, you never know. If you are in a standard league, we don't know who's going to be the goal line back. That could be James Conner. They may use Chase in between the 20s, but he's just not proven yet. If you have better options on the bench, I would go for him, but I just don't trust Chase Edmonds yet. And plus with game flow too, because Tennessee's going to score. I just don't know how effective he's going to be. So if you got a better option, I will go with him.
Man, I'm going with Big Bro with this one, but I'm going with the other running back. I'm going with Singletary against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh always tough against the run. And one thing about Buffalo running backs, they don't score when they get in close. It's always Josh Allen. Josh Allen on a bootleg, Josh Allen on a read option. Those guys can never pound the ball in. They kind of remind me of Clyde Edwards-Helaire last year where they have first and goal at the 2. Next thing you know, they second and goal from the 4. It's like they get pushed back when they get to the goal line. I think Singletary probably won't be good as far as a rusher. But as far as catching the ball, he might be more effective as a pass catcher. But I'm with Big Bro. I'm not going to play Singletary against Pittsburgh. If I got a better option, I'm going to go that way. Probably any San Francisco running back, probably Sermon or Mostert. I'll probably put any one of them over Mostert, Singletary. All right, little bro, give me a wide receiver you're sitting this week.
Man, I would say Golladay. Golladay going up against the Broncos. New scheme, new team. Danny Dimes, he's very inconsistent, man. And he's going up against this, you know, this Sunday against Von Miller and that defense, Chubb, man. So I don't think that he's going to be effective this week. I think Danny Dimes is going to be running for his life. I just don't think that Golladay is going to really make a huge impact this week going to playing the Broncos.
Yeah, the offensive line still is trash. We talked about this on the pre-draft show. Why do you get a young quarterback and you fail to protect him? You
exactly.
Go out and pay Kenny Golladay when you could have went out and probably paid two offensive linemen what you gave him.
Exactly.
and you probably could have bought Golden Tate back at a cheaper rate than what you gave Golladay. You would have had a wide receiver and two offensive linemen. I just don't understand that strategy, bro. Because to me, how can you fairly evaluate what you got at quarterback if they running for their life? That's why the Bears ain't going to try to the Fields out there this week. You know damn well the Bears ain't going to trot Fields out there this week against the Rams. They not going to do that.
That'd be foolish.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Big bro, tell me a wide receiver you sitting this week.
Man, I'm going to precursor this by saying I love Chase Claypool. He had a lot of moments last year that, put some people in the fantasy championship because he showed out for a couple weeks. But against Buffalo, I don't see it happening. Not this week. Plus, you know, most people don't have him starting as a number two anyway. He showed out the number one. But some people probably have him in that three spot. But I would put him on the bench and maybe he was slick like my family and you grabbed, Antonio Brown, as your number
yeah.
three. But going up against Tre'Davious White, or Levi Wallace, or if Dane Jackson come in as a third, I don't see it happening for him this week. I think some of the other guys may eat, but I don't think Claypool gonna do much.
I'm with you on that, bro. I'm kind of worried about the Steelers with that new offensive line. Whether or not Ben is gonna get protected. But at the same time, Buffalo really didn't have a good pass rush last year. And they couldn't really stop the run last year. So, but a lot of this, what we're saying, is based on what we saw last year. Because, we really haven't seen anybody play yet. So next week, our takes might be a little different after we done seen some of these teams play. But I'm rolling with this one, man. I know a lot of people took Allen Robinson probably in the second or the third round. But Allen Robinson will be on my bench this week. He's going against Jalen Ramsey. I can't have it. The last couple of times he done played against Ramsey, he definitely been a no-show, and I look for that streak to continue, especially with Andy Dalton being his quarterback, and they going against Aaron Donald in that front four. Nah, man. Allen Robinson, I love you, bro, but I had to look somewhere else this week because I don't really see him getting off. I see him having a slow start. And something about him and Jalen, man. I think Jalen has something out against Robinson. I think they both played in Jacksonville together, but Jalen shuts him down. So, I'm not messing with Allen Robinson this week. Big bro, give me a tight end that's going to be on your bench watching the game.
Oh, Eric Ebron, back to them Steelers. I just think, like I said, back to the offensive line, back to Big Ben just getting back in there. I don't see the tight end getting much work. And Ebron, for the most part, I feel is a bye week fill in anyway. Yeah. So I want to put him on the start.
That's funny because I got Ebron too. I got Ebron for a whole different reason, though. Because he dropped too many balls, man. He drops too many passes, bro. Third and five, he'll drop it. Third and two, he'll drop it. But he'll catch a touchdown. But he don't catch, like, the little yards that you need from your tight end, he'll drop it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I think Pittsburgh, like the other kid, the Freedom Moth kid from Northwestern, I think they like him more than they like Ebron because he's a little bit more shifty and he's got better hands. But I had Ebron too. Who you got, Jermaine? Who you got? What tight end are you sitting this week?
Now, I'm going to say Jared Cook. He was solid last year for the Saints. He's with the Los Angeles Chargers, filling in for my man. I think his name's Henry. I forget what his name was, man.
Hunter Henry.
Yeah. So, I think he'll have a good season, but he's going up against my boys, the Washington football team, Landon Collins, and our top-ranked defense. And we allowed the seventh fewest yards to fantasy points to tight ends last year. So that's a position of strength going up against us. I'm confident we're going to take that away. Definitely if you got another option, go with that one. But Jared Cook, he ain't going to be going nowhere against my boys this weekend, guys.
I think Cook has – I think the Chargers' best chance against us is probably Keenan Allen in the slot. Because it's just something about the slot we haven't been able to cover in years. So guys in the slot seem to give us problems. So I'm worried about Keenan Allen in the slot. But I'm going with the whole tight end staff of the Bears, man. You can't play them against the Rams. You can't play them against the Rams. The Rams are good corners, good safeties. They got linebackers that can cover. And their pass rush matches up with their back end. So when you got your pass rush matching up with your back end, normally your defense is pretty successful. And that's what happened with the Bucs last year at the end of the year. The pass rush started matching up with the back end, and, you know, they end up going on that run. So I'm not starting Cole Kmet or Jimmy Graham this week against the Rams. But all right, enough of the bad news. Let's get the people what they came for, man. Let's get the people what they came for. All right, Jermaine, kick us off. What quarterback you starting this week and why?
Man, I said it earlier, guys. I would actually start Kirk Cousins versus the Bengals. The Bengals, they already have an injury in their back end and their secondary already. And you guys know the weapons that Kirk Cousins has. Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen. Plus, you got Burrow on the other side who you know they're going to throw the ball. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. With Trey Wayne's out, either Jefferson or Thielen is going to go off. And a lot of times in my drafts, he's still on the waiver wire. So, guys, if he's out there, definitely get Kirk Cousins for this start for week one.
Man, Kirk Cousins, okay.
Hey, I had Kirk Cousins too. I like it.
Mm-hmm. I like Captain Kirk, except when he's on prime time. Just don't play him on prime time, dog. Hey, everybody know his record in prime time. All right, big bro, what quarterback you looking to start this week?
Man, I'm starting Baker against the Chiefs, bro. I think this is gonna be a high scoring game. I think neither one of them have a defense per se, but they got a lot of weapons on both sides. But I think if once the Browns get the running game going, and then he starts throwing it up, I'm not really a big fan of what's the boy name? Dang it.
Who?
OBJ. I'm not a fan of him per se.
Yeah, me either, bro. Yeah.
But I think this may be an opportunity for him to get something going this week because they're going against the Chiefs. You know, last year they had some pretty decent games against those guys. And I think Baker is that second tier quarterback that I think is on the rise, and maybe Cleveland finally got the quarterback that they've been trying to get for years.
Mm-hmm. Man, and I think Honey Badger might not play, so they still don't know whether or not Honey Badger going to play or not. I think Honey Badger being out is a major loss if he can't play because, you know, he can cover. You know, he can play in the slot. He can cover tight ends. But I was going to go around Tannehill, but I'm going to go Sam Darnold, man. Sam Darnold versus the Jets. If Sam Darnold can't put up big points against the Jets, then you might as well go ahead and cut him now. As everybody knows, the Jets defense isn't that good. They can't generate a pass rush. The only real true defensive lineman they got is the young kid from Alabama that was a rookie last year. And he's going to have the most offensive talent he'd have had since he's been in the league. You got C-back, DJ, Robbie Anderson. You got the rookie Terrace Marshall. You got Ian Martinez. and a tight end, and you got a solid offensive line. So if Sam Darnold can't get it done this week against the Jets, then I think you got to look elsewhere as far as your quarterback. But he should be able to get it done this week against the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Big bro.
Yep, yep.
Give me a running back. Give me a running back that you're starting this week with full confidence.
Hey, you know what? If I drafted this guy, I'll be starting him this week against the Falcons. It's Miles Sanders. And mainly because who the quarterback is now. Last year in two or three games that Jalen Hurts started, Miles Sanders had 18 touches. And for the quarterback, for a running back position, that's important for fantasy-wise. More touches, more opportunities for yards, and opportunities for touchdowns. So now that he's there, he's a legitimate starter, and there ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I think Miles Sanders is going to eat, and the Falcons defense is iffy anyway. But I still would have started mm-hmm. even if it didn't matter who he was playing this week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would have, and I think Sanders had two touchdowns over 50 yards when Jalen was coming along last year. So not only is he getting the touches, he might break one too. So
I like that.
I like Miles Sanders. All right, Jermaine, who you got starting this week at running back?
Man, the absolutely biggest revenge game is going to be for my man Hunt. Kareem Hunt going back to KC. I know you got Nick Chubb there, guys, but if you have Hunt as your flex, he is going to get touches. And everybody knows in certain revenge games, game script, they're going to make sure this guy gets touches. So I'm confident Kareem Hunt is going to have a huge impact in a high-scoring affair coming Sunday. So even though Chubb is going to get his, guarantee you he's going to get an end zone, get to the end zone, maybe get 4 to 5 catches to boot. So definitely start him with confidence this coming Sunday.
Oh, man. And I love Kareem Hunt too, man. I had Chubb and Hunt last year on, I think, like 3 teams. So they did bring your boy home. I had Chase Edmonds down, but bro said sit him, even though I think you should play him. But I'm going to go a different direction, man. I'm going to shock the people. I'm going with the running back for Baltimore, man, Tyson Williams. If you draft mm-hmm. him in the late round, you know, you got lucky. I mean, you got lucky because Gus Edwards got hurt, but you really didn't know what you had. But I would play him against the Raiders. The Raiders' defense is bad, bro. They do all this stuff with these draft picks, and it seems like their defense just gets worse and worse. They have a lot of big names from college, but for some strange reason, it doesn't pan out on the field. I would play Williams this week. Actually, I think in one of my leagues, I drafted him. I picked him up because I had Gus Edwards, and I just slid him in the Gus Edwards spot. So I'm going to play him this week against the Raiders. I think Baltimore is going to try to do what they do, and they're going to see what's going to happen. So I'm starting the Williams kid. who going to sub him out? Who they got coming in the game? Who, Le'Veon? They had Le'Veon solving the ball.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So like Big Bro just said, he going to get touches. And that's what you really want for your running back. You want him to have touches. So I'm going to go with Tyson Williams, man. All right, little bro, give me a wide receiver that you're starting this week.
Absolutely, brother. With the same theme, the revenge game, I'm definitely going Robbie Anderson. Him and Darnold, they had a great chemistry, guys, up in New York. And he has that chemistry. He has that feeling. And plus, going up against that Jets secondary, which is horrendous, I'm confident, too, with pretty much no force of resistance. Man, he's going to have a great game. Definitely pencil him in. In most rosters, he's probably going to be a wide receiver 2 or 3, But I tell you what, if these are two or three, you definitely have a solid chance of getting probably double-digit points this week.
Yeah, I think Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore are both going to eat this week. But like I said, if Sam Darnold can't get it done this week, then maybe it wasn't the Jets. So if he can't get it done this week, Houston, we got a problem. Hey, Carl. Hey, Jermaine, I'll put it to you this week. I'll put it to you this way. If he don't get it done this week against the Jets at home, I guarantee you they would be calling Houston saying, hey, what's going on with Deshaun?
Yeah, man.
Who I take, Mikey? Okay. That's what we're going at. All right, big bro, give me a wide receiver you starting this week.
Man, I like Brandon. I can't ever say his name. Against the Lions.
I like him
against the Lions. Obviously, Lions always got issues with defense. But I think, you know, being that last year he was pretty much the only receiver they had. you know, they stepping up. My only question, though, and I hate to say that because I just said start the guy. But I just need to see, you know,
hey, bro, move on. So.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay.
Tell us about Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, so I was saying that based on, I need to know who's the.
He's breaking up again.
Relationship
that a quarterback and wide receiver have are based off of practice, knowing what kind of route that the receiver is going to run, you know, how to do that. And if you guys go with you know, or they switch it up, you know, how is it going to affect them? You know,
business decision. Well, I'm gonna put it to you like this. I had Deebo Samuel, but being that you went with Brandon Ayuk, I'm not gonna go that route. We probably had the same reasons why. I'm gonna go with a guy that a lot of people kind of overlooking, man. And he's been solid the last two and a half years. And that's Tyler Boyd. I'm gonna take Tyler Boyd going up against Minnesota. Minnesota got a bad secondary. I think they're going to have him playing in the slot with Jamar Chase on the outside and T. Higgins on the outside. I like Tyler Boyd in this game against Minnesota because he's going to be going against a third cornerback when he was the number one wide receiver last year. So you have him going against a slot guy. I don't see Zimmerman putting Patrick Peterson in the slot to cover my man Tyler Boyd. So I see him getting open a lot. And plus, I think he's Burrow's go-to guy. I know everybody keep talking about Jamar Chase because Chase and Burrow played together at LSU. But this is the pros. This ain't college. Pros, you throwing to the guy that can get open and the guy with the favorable matchup. And I think Tyler Boyd is going to have a favorable matchup against Minnesota. And if it's like y'all, like Jermaine said, then this game has a chance to be a high-scoring game. So in a high-scoring game, I'm definitely going with Tyler Boyd. So I'm rolling with Tyler Boyd against Minnesota, man. All right, Carl. Give me a tight end that you're playing this weekend.
Yo, boy. Quickly becoming one of my favorite tight ends to watch, Logan Thomas. You know, I didn't realize until doing some research during fantasy draft time that this guy led the league in routes ran last year, which means once again opportunities to get the ball.
Yep.
I mean, I was like, man, I think I got him in like three leagues, you know, because I know everybody's running for Kittle and Waller and, you know, those guys. But a lot of people, unless you were, you know, a Washington football team fan, not really paying attention to this, to Logan Thomas. He's almost a must start. He's your tight end one if you don't have, you know, the big three. You can easily survive with this guy scoring at least 10 fantasy points a week. And yeah, that's it. All you want is double digits. That's all you need. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm starting him against the Chargers. I'm starting him against. I even started him against my Bucks.
I like Logan Thomas because I think he plays a tight end position as if he was still playing quarterback. So he knows which spots that the quarterback want to throw the ball. Because remember, he was the quarterback at Virginia Tech. So
right.
I think he brings that to the position. Only thing that worries me with Logan Thomas this year is Fitzpatrick likes to throw the ball to wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
But in our offense, you have to let Logan Thomas eat in the middle of the field so McLaurin can get open, so McKissick can run his little drag routes and flat routes. So I like that pick, bro. I like that pick with Logan Thomas. All right, little bro, give me a tight end you starting this week.
Yes, sir. Hey, guys, you know the start the fence and, you know, the Kittles, everybody knows that, but we want to get to the down and dirty, some guys that we know that we feel that's going to make an impact. One of mine is Tyler Higbee. Everybody knew last year Matt Stafford, he really liked Hockenson. He really likes going to the tight end. Well, the thing with the Bears, great defense, but they allowed the second most fantasy points to tight ends last year. Now that Gerald Everett, he's not there no more, all those targets are going to be there for Higbee. And everybody knows Matt Stafford is a huge upgrade over Jared Goff. So definitely start him this week going up against the Bears. The Bears have been for the last, even when their defense was good, they've been notoriously soft in the middle. So that's when you can really attack them on the field. Tyler Higbee will definitely reap you some rewards starting him with confidence this week.
Man, Tyler Higbee was like, I think at the end of last year, he was on our do not playlist. And if you had him, drop him. I think that's what we was at last year, towards the end of the year with him. But I think with Gerald Everett being gone, you know, he is the main guy at the tight end position. But speaking of Gerald Everett, I'm going with Everett, man. Start Everett versus Indianapolis. He's athletic, a tight end. And we know Russ likes to throw the tight ends. Everybody say Russ is a deep ball thrower. Yeah. But if you were to look at it, he made Hollister a name. God, I can't think of the other guy who he made a name. The other tight end he made, Luke Wilson or something. Made him a name. So Russ will throw to tight ends. And I think it against Indy. With they pass rush and they front four, normally your dump off is the tight end or the running back. So I would probably play Everett. I think Everett probably catches 25 or 6 balls this week just because of the defense. So I would look at probably starting Everett, man. Hey, real quick, give me a sleeper. Jacoby
Myers against the Dolphins. Joe Jones. He's gonna get Jacoby going. And the bottom line is I like the secondary for the Dolphins, but I think this guy can eat a little bit. I'm not sure, you know, how much he's gonna get, but if he can get you 5 for 75 and a touchdown, you'll be excited about that.
Yeah, I like Jacoby Myers. Give me a sleeper real quick, man.
Man, I'm going to go over Raheem Mostert, bro, running back for the 49ers going up against Detroit. Whenever he's healthy and he gets the carries, Mostert produces.
even though you got Trey Sermon and waiting in the wings, the Shanahans can run the ball. That's fact. So I'm confident he'll be able to have a great game this coming Sunday.
All right, I think a sleeper that I wanted to go with is the Fursker guy, the tight end for Tennessee, going against Arizona. I think this game is going to be high scoring. I think both defenses aren't very good. And normally with AJ and Julio working the outside, the middle of the field is going to be open. I like Fursker to have probably a solid game against Arizona. Probably about 3 catches, about 30 yards, and I think he'd get a touchdown. And if you can get 10 points out of your tight end, you're doing good. So I would probably look at Fursker going against Arizona as a sleeper. But, hey, man, once again, this has been fun. Talking fantasy football with my two bros. We'll be back next week. You know, it's always fun. Just catching up with my bros, you know, just the one way that we stay in touch, although on Sundays we definitely be having that group chat blowing up. But, you know, it's always fun to do this show. To bless you all with all knowledge, to hopefully y'all go out there and y'all can get you a dub, help y'all win this week. You can't win your championship without winning weeks. So don't think about a championship. Think about winning weeks. You have to win weeks. So, hey, that being said, everybody have a good weekend. To my bros, y'all have a good weekend. Be safe. Big bro, I know you probably won't be up here next week. So me and Jermaine will hold it down next week. Probably get Tracy to jump up here next week. I might get Tracy to jump up here next week. What you think, Carl?
Hey, man. Hey, Tracy always good, bro. Get him on that hill.
All right. That's what's up, man. Well, everybody have a good weekend. Lee and Keys Real Talk Podcast signing off. My Three Bros Fantasy Show. Everybody be good. Peace.
Peace.